Hello and welcome to your GCSE French Revision podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we are diving into one of the most important and personally relevant themes in your entire French GCSE, theme 4, future aspirations, study and work. Whether you're thinking about what you want to do after school or whether you just want to nail those speaking and writing assessments, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the key vocabulary, the grammar structures that examiners love to see, exam technique, common mistakes to avoid, and I'll finish with a quickfire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Right, let's begin with the big picture. Theme 4 is all about the future. Your future, your ambitions, your studies, and the world of work. In French, we call this l'avenir, the future. And the reason this theme is so important for your GCSE is that it tests your ability to do something really sophisticated. Talk about things that haven't happened yet. That means you need to use future tenses, conditional structures, and opinion language, all in one answer. Examiners are specifically looking for evidence that you can refer to past, present, and future events. So this theme is your golden opportunity to show off your grammar range. Let's start with vocabulary. There are three main vocabulary clusters you need to master for this theme. First, les métiers, jobs and professions. You need to know words like médecin, doctor, infirmier or infirmière, nurse, ingénieur, engineer, avocat or avocate, lawyer, professeur, teacher, and chef d'entreprise, business owner. Notice that many job titles in French change depending on gender. This is a really common area where candidates lose marks, so pay close attention to gender agreements. Second, les études, studies and education. Keywords here include le baccalauréat, or just le bac, the French equivalent of A-levels, l'université, university, les matières, school subjects, les examens, exams, une bourse, a scholarship, and un apprentissage, an apprenticeship. These words come up constantly in reading and listening tasks, so make sure you can recognise them instantly. Third, les ambitions, ambitions and aspirations. You'll want phrases like réussir, to succeed, obtenir un diplôme, to get a degree, voyager, to travel, fonder une famille, to start a family, and gagner de l'argent, to earn money. These are the kinds of personal details that make your speaking and writing responses feel authentic and developed. Now, let's talk grammar, and specifically the three tenses you absolutely must use in this theme. I like to call them the traffic light tenses: red for the past, amber for the present, and green for the future. Red, the past. You need the passé composé. The structure is avoir or être plus the past participle. So, j'ai étudié le français. I studied French. Time markers to use: hier, yesterday, l'année dernière, last year, quand j'étais jeune, when I was young. Amber, the present. Regular verb conjugations in the present tense. Je travaille dur, I work hard. Time markers: maintenant, now, en ce moment, at the moment, aujourd'hui, today. Green, the future. And this is where it gets really exciting for your marks. You have two options. The future sample, formed by taking the infinitive and adding the endings a, as, a, ons, es, ont. So travailler becomes je travaillerai, I will work. Je travaillerai dans un bureau, I will work in an office. And the conditionnel, formed by taking the infinitive and adding the imperfect endings a, young, hier, a. So, je voudrais être médecin, I would like to be a doctor. The conditionnel is brilliant for expressing wishes and aspirations, and examiners absolutely love it. Here's a memory hook for the future sample endings. Think of the phrase a, ons, es, ont, like a little chant. A, as, a, ons, es, ont. Say it a few times and it'll stick. And for irregular future stems, the most important ones are être becomes ser, so je serai, I will be. Avoir becomes or, so
j'aurai, I will have. Aller becomes ir, so j'irai, I will go. Faire becomes fur, so je ferai, I will do. Learn these four and you'll cover the vast majority of what comes up. Now, let's talk about opinion language, because this is what separates a grade 4 response from a grade 7 or 8. Examiners want to see you give and justify opinions. The magic formula is opinion phrase plus statement plus pausgur or corps plus reason. For example, à mon avis, il est important de travailler dur parce que je veux réussir dans la vie. In my opinion, it is important to work hard because I want to succeed in life. Key opinion phrases to memorize, à mon avis, in my opinion, je pense que, I think that, je crois que, I believe that, selon moi, according to me, and for contrast, cependant, however, néanmoins, nevertheless, par contre, on the other hand, using these connectives instantly elevates your writing and speaking.
Now let's move into exam technique, the stuff that actually wins you marks on the day. First, let's talk about the speaking assessment. If your exam board includes a picture-based task, you must address three compulsory elements: the people in the picture, the location, and the activity taking place. Candidates who miss one of these bullet points cannot access the higher mark bands, so use a simple checklist in your head: who, where, what. Then add your opinions and extend your answer. A response like, il y a deux personnes dans un bureau. Elles travaillent ensemble. À mon avis, c'est un bon emploi parce que there are two people in an office. They are working together. In my opinion, it is a good job because that kind of extended response is exactly what examiners reward. Second, for the writing tasks. A very common mistake is failing to address all the bullet points. Read the task carefully and tick off each bullet point as you address it. Examiners cannot award marks for content you haven't included. Also, avoid over-relying on simple sentence structures. Instead of just writing, je veux être médecin, I want to be a doctor, try, je voudrais devenir médecin, parce que j'adore aider les autres, et je pense que c'est un métier très important. See how much richer that is? Third, pronunciation in the read aloud task. Pay attention to sound symbol correspondences. The French nasal sounds, like N and an and on, trip up a lot of candidates. Practice saying words like ingénieur, ambition, and profession out loud. The silent final consonants are another trap. The final T in e is silent. The final S in vous is silent. Use the 15 minutes preparation time to annotate the text and mark any sounds you find tricky. Now, let me share the three most common mistakes I see candidates make in this theme and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, gender agreement errors on job titles. Remember, un acteur, but une actrice. Un boulanger, but une boulangère. If you're unsure of the feminine form, use a gender-neutral phrase like je voudrais travailler comme, I would like to work as, and then name the job without needing to worry about the ending. Mistake number two, staying in the present tense throughout. Examiners are specifically assessing your ability to refer to past, present, and future. If your entire response is in the present tense, you are capping your marks. Always include at least one past reference. Quand j'étais jeune, je voulais être. When I was young, I wanted to be. And at least one future reference using the future simple or conditional. Mistake number three, giving opinions without justification. Je pense que c'est bien, I think it's good, earns you very little. Je pense que c'est bien parce que, I think it's good because, and then a developed reason, earns you significantly more. Always ask yourself, have I said why? All right, it's time for the quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what are the future simple endings? The answer is A, as, a, on, es, on. Remember the chart. A, o, n, es, o. Question two. How do you say I would like to be a nurse in French? The answer is je voudrais être infirmier for a male or je voudrais être infirmière for a female. Question three. What is the French for scholarship? Une bourse. Question four.
Give me two connectives you can use to show contrast. Cependant, however, néanmoins, nevertheless, par contre, on the other hand, any two of those is perfect. Question 5. What three things must you address in a picture-based speaking task? The people, the location, and the activity. Who, where, and what? Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Theme 4 is about future aspirations, study and work, l'avenir. The three vocabulary clusters to master are les métiers, les études, and les ambitions. The three traffic light tenses are the passé composé for the past, the present tense for now, and the future simple or conditional for the future. Always give and justify opinions, using parce que or car. In the exam, address all bullet points, use a range of tenses, and avoid gender agreement errors on job titles. The key to doing well in this theme is showing the examiner that you can communicate confidently about your own future, in French, so practice speaking about your own ambitions, your own plans, your own dreams. The more personal and developed your responses, the more marks you will earn. Thank you so much for listening today. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every French word you learn is a step closer to that grade you're aiming for. Bonne chance, good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.